This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
People want to get tested. They get tested. We have the greatest capacity in the world. Not even close. If people want to get tested, they get tested. But for the most part, they shouldn't want to get tested. There's no reason. They feel good. They don't have sniffles. They don't have sore throats. They don't have any problem.
All right. So you heard what the president had to say. If you don't have the symptoms, why are you getting tested? There is this argument over testing. It was just one of the thorny issues that was tackled to kick off the week from Washington, D.C. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on this show. We talk about what's buzzing in your backyard and mine. And frankly, a lot of it surrounds still, of course, COVID-19. People itching to get back to work. Some already there. You may be noticing more cars on the road. Traffic in the morning. Traffic in the afternoon and in what would be drive time, or perhaps you're not seeing that. We know in New York City that's not the case because of the numbers. And always at the top of this show, we give you the numbers, not in any way slanted, just what the numbers are that we know. And the great thing about this show is when we're on the air live, and we are, we're giving you the accurate toll that we know to be true, the numbers that are text to me and that you can probably find, I'm sure, in an up-to-date, I call it odometer of, sadly, of death, but also of recovery and confirmed cases. So deaths in the United States, 81,378. Recovered 219,000. Confirmed cases in the United States, 1.38 million. Now, worldwide, over 4 million, 1.45 million recovered, 280,000 deaths. We all know that New York, especially Manhattan, is where the coronavirus has gone wild. They've seen a leveling off, if you will, not as many hospitalizations. Over 21,000 people have died in New York, the state, so not just in Manhattan, although most of it surrounds Manhattan and Brooklyn and those areas. And that goes to testing, and that goes to what's happened on the front line, especially in the very, very beginning of what we saw happen with COVID-19. And reopening is the big question. So as countries, not just the United States, as countries restart, we'll use that word, the World Health Organization, skeptical. They're warning about the lack of virus tracing. So the tracing is the detective work that happens when somebody has COVID-19. Who have they been around? Who have they possibly infected? The scariest story that I've heard recently is the one coming out of South Korea, where you had a guy who tested positive for COVID-19 and went from nightclub to nightclub to nightclub, dancing his night away, and infected 80 to 100 people. And they traced that, and it traced all back to him. One single nightclub customer. How frightening is that? So in the United States, with the reopening, and remember, social distancing and new rules when you go to restaurants and 6 feet apart and that kind of thing. And I know that there are restaurants that are doing it. I know people are wearing masks. There are many, many people that are concerned about their fellow man. But then there's people who don't give a damn. Like in Naples, Florida, one of my favorite places to go, and I have a lot of friends that live on that side of Florida. Naples reopens beaches, and they had restrictions in place, but I guess the restrictions didn't matter. It was Mother's Day weekend, and people were wall-to-wall, sweating, playing beach volleyball, kids running around all over the place. And I don't know, call me crazy, but I am listening to the epidemiologists. I'm listening to the virologists. I'm listening to the scientists, the doctors, the talking heads who I think know. Certainly there is misinformation out there. There's too much information out there. And then there is what is factual that we know to be true, that we believe to be true because of the way that it's obtained. So social distancing, this happened in the pandemic that my great-grandmother died in. They knew to social distance then, and some people were good at it, like the people in St. Louis, so they didn't lose as many lives, unlike Philadelphia and parts of the Northeast where they weren't masking up. Not enough people were doing that. They weren't social distancing. So they knew what social distancing was about then, and it worked for many people. And to see those people on that beach in Naples, it also ruins it for the people who want to go to the beach, frankly, and could have perhaps gone to the beach. And maybe that's the problem, that everyone's so stir-crazy that you go to the, you're off to the beach, and everybody else is off to the beach too. So good luck with social distancing when you have a mass of humanity all running to the water. So the Naples City Council voted to reopen city beaches. You know, that was one of the things they did, looking at this and saying, okay, we want to reopen the beaches. People want to be there. So the city of Naples held an emergency meeting on Monday to talk about that. They deliberated, got public comments, had a huge meeting, 6 hours of those conversations, and they voted to reopen city beaches, but they've got modifications because they can't have the crowds they had, the overflow, the parking, the commercial areas, the residential areas, because the cars spread into the residential areas. You had people outside City Hall, everybody wanted to comment on reclosures and opening and all of that. So they're going to reopen the beaches on Wednesday at 7 in the morning. 7 in the morning. But they say they're going to keep the beaches open Monday through Friday from sunrise to sunset on the weekends, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's it. Then they reopen 5 p.m. to sunset because they know. The walking, the running, the swimming, the fishing, the paddle boarding, the people that are going to be there in chairs and umbrellas and all that, they can only have chairs and umbrellas on the weekdays. And what did I say? 6 hours of deliberating to come up with this. Parking fines because of people illegally parking, up to $200 slapped right on you. They had to do this. They're reevaluating and they're going to see what happens for a month. And then they're going to go back to it, and if it works, they'll keep it that way. But that's what you have to do, because people ultimately trip over that line, sadly, right? One of the saddest things, of course, besides the horrific loss of life, and then thank goodness the people that recover and we celebrate them and we celebrate the healthcare workers who help them, is job loss. The job loss due to the coronavirus and the claims, 33 million people jobless. We see it jump up and up and up, historic numbers, numbers we haven't seen since the Great Depression. Marco Greenberg joins us next. We're going to chat with him about what do you do when you're in the middle of a pandemic, and what do you do when you're going back to work, and how do you find work? That's next.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
It's an exciting new phase. We're all anxious to get back to work. We want to do it smartly. We want to do it intelligently, but we want to do it. And that's what this week is going to be all about.
That's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, talking about getting back to work. In New York, they have had the most deaths. I've talked about that, particularly in the boroughs, obviously, versus the whole state. But he's optimistic, trying to do what others are trying to do and figure out how to get people out there if they have a job. 33 million people have filed for unemployment. And if you look at the unemployment numbers now, staggering. The people who are not working. In fact, just a handful of days ago, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that 14.7% unemployment rate. 14.7%. Think the depression and you got it. That's where we're at. So I hope that people are going to be able to come out of the pandemic. And I always say this. When I'm speaking, refocus, reimagine, reinvent, because I think a lot of people are going to have to do that, frankly, to stay alive. This is not the world that we once lived in that we're going to go back to. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, and his name is Marco Greenberg, and he's the president of Thunder 11 and he's the author of a book called Primitive, Tapping the Primal Drive that Powers the World's Most Successful People. You probably found out some of the things that I found out interviewing wildly successful people in business. I did it with sports and with CEOs. And he knows from the C-suite, certainly, what the people are looking at from that level as far as the people underneath them and who can they bring back if they've had furloughs and all that sort of thing and what companies are doing to reinvent. Marco, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, great being with you.
So you are an advisor and a confidant to CEOs. So let's talk at that level first. What are CEOs scrambling to do now at this point when some of our most profitable industries and companies are finding themselves with half a paddle and trying to figure out if they can even stay in the game in some cases?
Yeah, well, you're so right. This is a time when people are reinventing themselves and trying to think about how they're going to put food on the table for their families, and to a large extent, the C-level executive is thinking about the same thing. How do they find people that are going to take their organization to the next level? How are they going to find people to create new streams of revenue? And like you, Kate, I've been fortunate to work with the C-suite and work with people that range from CEOs of Fortune 500 companies to CEOs of tech startups, founders of unicorns, mad scientists, crazy artists, etc. And I found that these are people that often march to their own drum. They throw out the civilized rule book. They are hard to put in a certain category, right? We like to categorize people and say they're introverts or they're extroverts, they're left brain or they're right brain, they're entrepreneur or they're corporate, they're morning people or they're night people. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a morning person, quite for me, so I just want to lay that on the table. But I think there's something more primal going on. From what I've seen, a lot of these people tap into what's innate, what's inborn, what's instinctive, sometimes even what's impulsive. So others might call them disruptors or change agents. Rebels. I reclaim the word primitive, and I mean it in the most pure and positive sense. I know the word is loaded, but I think often these people are exhibiting those kind of traits. What is pure? Not what is necessarily taught, but what they feel. And I think now, no secret, we're dealing in a real primal time, right? We're struggling with the most basic issues of our own mortality, sustenance, shelter, security, et cetera. So I think now is the time to reclaim what's primitive in all of us.
Oh, I like that. So, you know, and that takes introspection. That means you know, you have to be vulnerable and you have to be accessible to yourself. And Marco, you know this, a lot of people struggle with that.
Oh, you're so right, Kate. You know, one of the things that we talk about in our book is the need to go roaming, and I mean that like our ancient ancestors did on the plateau across the prairie. And I can detail what that stands for. It's an acronym that people can tap who themselves might be listening and say, look, I'm not very primitive. I feel more civilized. Right? I'm more process-driven. I cross the T's, dot the I's, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole spectrum out there, but the I in the roaming stands for insecure. And for a lot of people, that's counterintuitive, right? We've been taught to have the swagger and have the confidence. But what I've seen is some of the great leaders out there can do what you're talking about. They can tap into their vulnerability. They can weaponize their insecurity. A lot of the really, really top players are people who embrace that quality, who sometimes say, look, I feel like an imposter, right? And that contrasts with something that psychologists call the Dunning-Kruger effect, where incompetent people actually think they're competent. So research indicates, for example, that 90% of all Americans say they're above-average drivers. Now, how is that possible? Possible statistically, right? It's not. But a lot of people lack that self-awareness, whereas people who are quote-unquote successful, and we can talk about how we define that, right? It's not just money. It's also impact and independence and having fun. We found that a lot of those people actually embrace that vulnerability, embrace that insecurity, and say, hey, anxiety sometimes is underrated.
I like that. So that is obviously part of what you have to do to have a successful career in a post-pandemic world. What else would you say?
Well, you come from the world of sports, and I think part of it is doing two things that people say we shouldn't do in business, right? We're often told, don't take it personally. Well, I don't know about that. I'll give you an example that might ring true to you. Remember John Randall, the defensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, yeah.
Right. He took it plenty personally, right? He is someone that had a bit of a chip on his shoulder, was told he was too small, didn't have the stats to play in the NFL. He turned out to have more sacks than any other defensive lineman in the National Football League. He's one person we talk about. I don't want to just stick to football, but another that comes to mind is Dan Mullen, the head football coach of the University of Florida. And he's known as Mr. Relentless, right? Being relentless is part of literally and figuratively the playbook for his Gators. And part of it is taking it personally, is not just being the football coach, but sometimes being the dad figure. His mom is terrific, and she often plays the mom figure on the team in terms of treating these kids like their own kids. And a lot of people from a more civilized, quote-unquote, perspective would say, hey, that's crossing boundaries, but they see it as necessary to win.
I like that. So take it personally. We have a couple of minutes left, but what about people who are in the younger generations, that 16 to 19, they got hit hard by this unemployment. So globals, we call them. That's what I call them, globals.
Mm-hmm.
And also even millennials and others, I guess. How is there going to be this new generation of hungry workers, adaptable hungry workers?
Well, I'm glad you used the word hungry. Look, this is the time where you want to hustle. You want to look at those side gigs. You want to look at that part-time work. You want to cobble it together. And I think this is an age where specialists are going to be punished and generalists are going to be rewarded. So we talked about roaming. For us, that stands for being relentless, and it's not just working hard. It stands for being oppositional. You know about that, to zig when others zag. We talk about being agnostic. So, yes, jumping from field to field, sometimes job to job, industry to industry. It's being messianic. So you really think there's a calling out there that you have, that you're on planet Earth for. We talked about insecure. Sometimes you've got to be a little nuts, crazy in the positive sense, and certainly gallant. You got to think of others. So applying it to that Generation Z and millennials, I'd give two pieces of advice. One is go to where the food is. Go to where they're hiring, right? If you're looking for a job in a restaurant or a hotel, now's not the time. Instead, look at the grocery market. Look at the e-commerce play. Look at places that probably you hadn't thought of before. And the second piece of advice is, you know, not only doing what you're not quote-unquote supposed to do, but in this case, doing what's beneath you.
Ah, that's perfect, and a perfect place to end this. Marco Greenberg, pick up his book, Primitive, Tapping the Primal Drive That Powers the World's Most Successful People. Marco, thanks for staying up with us.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News. Tesla CEO Elon Musk confirmed on Twitter that the company has restarted its California factory in direct violation of local government orders. Musk wrote that he would be on the assembly line and asked that he be arrested if authorities take anyone into custody. State law allows a fine of up to $1,000 per day or up to 90 days in jail for operating in violation of the health orders. The plant in Fremont, which is south of San Francisco, had been closed since March 23rd under orders to prevent the spread of coronavirus. NBC has apologized for inaccurately cutting a portion of an interview with Attorney General William Barr that left a false impression with viewers of Meet the Press. The apology didn't satisfy President Donald Trump, who tweeted that Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd should be fired. The new show was discussing the Justice Department's decision last week to drop its case against Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor, when Todd played a portion of an interview that Barr gave to CBS News. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yeah, some of you might feel like that probably for the last 8 or 9 weeks, but I wish you all continued good health and practicing social distancing and paying attention to what's happening around you. How many times have you heard wash your hands? I think the first time I heard that, I don't know, I might have been 3 years old. My mother was a big, big proponent of washing your hands. Why? Because we ran around like maniacs. We were always playing in the mud, playing flashlight tag and anything to stay outside. So that was very, very common. Now it's about survival. And some people are paying attention and others aren't. A quickie here, I got this one as we dive into the mailbag. By the way, if you just joined us, my name is Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, if you have some thoughts, you can absolutely sound off 24/7. Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com, just like Jake, Bob, Joe, and Joel have done, and we might get to a few others. So here's this first one, and this one is from Jake in Austin, Texas, who says, Uber is a boober, and do you know why, Kate? Of course I know why, because they laid off 3,700 employees over Zoom teleconferences. Right? So, not since Carrie Bradshaw, a character, the main character, on Sex and the City was broken up with through a post-it note, has there been so much outrage? Love and livelihoods, there is something about that. So, jobs terminated remotely. There was a movie called Up in the Air. George Clooney was one of the stars in that movie, the main star in that movie. And that was the whole idea. There was someone young that came into this agency that thought it would be cheaper and more convenient to let people go, because that's what his agency did, the agency he worked for. They fired people because the companies were too chicken to do it. And, of course, it did not work out remotely. So now, with what we're living with in this pandemic world, Uber really got a black eye, so to speak, because of those firings. That's what they did. They reached out to people that way and let them know. And, of course, Uber is down, certainly by more than half. Not as many people are taking Ubers. It doesn't mean there's none, but the volume is absolutely down. So, of course, the reality is there's not enough work for the customer support employees, and they've had to eliminate frontline customer support roles. They're the ones who are impacted. But how they said it, your role is impacted, and today will be your last working day with Uber. Couldn't they have seen this coming? They knew the volume was so down. There was a better way to handle it. There was a better way to handle it. Losing the gig is never good, but there had to be a better way to do it. So they absolutely got beat up on social media and everywhere else. All right, how about this one from Bob, listening to us in West Virginia. And Bob says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show of late. I think you're pretty brand new on the station, on the Watchdog, and it's cool to catch your point of view. I have been listening to what my brother's been saying, because I think you're in Texas, about all the crazy car racing that is going down, meaning that people are on the freeways, he says, going 100 plus miles an hour, and they're also holding these races that people are lining up to see that are illegal. Yes. And when you say lining up to see, so the word spreads. It just, we're going to have a race. It's going to go down at whatever street. And then you have two souped up cars who do a bunch of donuts and rollouts, and then poof, they race. And it's gotten so bad. It's street racing. The street racing has gotten so bad that the police are absolutely, of course, cracking down on it, because they're worried that more people are going to be killed. They're out in different hours, but they're out just having these pop-ups. I'm going to call them pop-up races. And it is actually interesting to see it, because I've seen some of the video from it. And you're like, wow, and some of these cars are incredible that they're using to race. I've seen some of the raw video, but it's extreme. And, of course, you know, somebody's going to get hurt, somebody's going to get killed, somebody's going to walk in the street, something's going to happen when they're not expecting to see that. I mean, there you go. Then I got this one from Joel, and Joel is listening to us in Arizona. And he says, Joel from the desert, Kate Delaney, I have a question about the Supreme Court. For all the things that we don't like about staying at home or social distancing, where we run out and half of us are scared and the rest of us think it's outrageous and our rights are being trampled on, and what are you going to do about that? But some interesting developments have happened, including, isn't there a way that you can hear the Supreme Court, that you can listen to the audio? Well, you know, it's interesting. The audio recordings of all oral arguments are available to the public at the end of every argument week. And they're posted on Fridays, if you didn't know that. So you can download the audio files. You can listen to the recordings at the Supreme Court website. But it has gotten interesting in the sense that what's happening now because of the pandemic is you're having the telephonic way of doing it. That's what I'll call it, right? Conference call. And they're making, the arguments are interesting remotely. So for the first time in their 231-year history, hearing oral arguments by phone. And they're going to hear like 9 more cases by phone over the next handful of days. And it's interesting. That's like something, like I said, that we've never seen before, certainly. And it also makes it interesting to listen for what the comments are afterwards. Somebody I know who's a lawyer pointed out right away that he thought that, like, Clarence Thomas never says anything. And he said, all of a sudden, you're hearing Clarence Thomas. You know, you're hearing questions. Like, Clarence Thomas rarely has any questions. And he hasn't done that. And so he's kind of broke this silence, and he's in the middle of this. And normally, too, by the way, with the questioning, Justice Ginsburg asks the first question in oral arguments, and then it's sort of like a batting order, and then you go down it. But now there's more questions that are permitted when there's time left at the end of the first round of questioning. So there's some challenges, I bet, with this new format. There's some things you may lose with it, but there's also some things I think that you gain from it. You don't see faces and body language, and in a way that could be a challenge. I don't know. Is it effective, and how effective are the arguments? And then you got to think about from the lawyer's point of view. I do think it's fascinating, though, of all the things that we talk about that have changed in so much of the way we communicate. And this is one great example. I'm very, very happy that you brought that up, because it is certainly unusual, I guess. Let's put it that way. Very, very unusual. All right, how about this one? This one is from the Mac attack, and he says, Katie Kate, so the nation reopens, but there's warnings, and people are fearful. Other people feel brave. What's it like where you are? I'm curious. And have you gone out, and where have you gone? It's a good question for me, because I hadn't seen, for Mother's Day, I hadn't seen my mother-in-law in like 3 months. And we did social distancing. We kind of had like this picnic, just went right to the backyard area, brought every cleaning thing, you know, we had our stuff with us, mass, the whole thing, and we were very, very good about that, especially she has COPD, and she's young, but she wasn't a smoker, but she got COPD, and you had to be very, very careful because of the compromised immune system. So I was sort of half in and half off that idea, but we did it, and we pulled it off well, because I'm concerned. So that was a big deal. And then, I'm not going to go too deep on this, but just because you asked, it's good. We have a new puppy, and the puppy had to get neutered. So the vets are making a killing. Everybody's adopting dogs. There's, you know, they make a decent living anyway if they're a good vet. But you have these protocols. So you pull up in the car. You might be waiting for a while. Then they come out and get the dog, and then you come back and pick up the dog, you know, hours later. But for the first time, you could have, because I'm in Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 25% capacity, so you could go in. I was the only one in there and filled out some paperwork. We all had masks on and dropped the dog off. But then on the way back, the dog was, the hubs went, and he went in while other people were having them handed off. So they were very good about watching the distancing thing. And then the doctor just called me. And people are having that with doctor's appointments, too, where they're waiting outside, they're in the car, and then they're being careful about how much, you know, how much percentage, that 25%. And I'm noticing that there are people that are at restaurants, but the restaurants I've seen around me, they're really blocking off that distance. We'll see if it works. All right, God bless America. You're going to hear all about it next.
The
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Irving Berlin, the powerful voice of Irving Berlin. God Bless America is his baby and contribution, one of his many, to society. He wrote God Bless America in 1917. I thought it was so appropriate to talk about him because he was born, as we roll through this day, he was born on May 11th in 1888. 1888, and at 4 years old, he immigrated with his family to New York. He went through the legal channels, the whole Ellis Island thing, and absolutely fell in love with America. He was a U.S. infantry sergeant in World War I. He wrote not just that popular song, but he wrote I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Remember, Always, There's No Business Like Show Business, Easter Parade. He wrote the Broadway musical This is the Army, which then was made into a film. And this is a great piece of trivia. Ronald Reagan was the star of that film in 1943 and then went on to become president of the United States. But God Bless America had significance for me in the sense that growing up outside of Philadelphia, there was a woman named Kate Smith. And the Philadelphia Flyers, when I was really, really little, my uncle played for the Flyers, and they played at the home games, God Bless America. She was sort of their good luck charm. She came to sing it live a few times, but they always played her recording of it. So I heard that song constantly, and then when I found out the significance, oh, this was the day he was born and all of that, I wanted to talk about it. And a couple of other quick hits on that. He gave the royalties from the song, which was over $100,000, to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. You love that? Yeah, just donated it instead of pocketing it. I mean, he made money other ways, certainly, but I love that he did that. He got a Congressional Gold Medal in 1954. President Eisenhower signed a congressional bill awarding Irving Berlin that gold medal. And said in recognition of his services in composing many popular songs, including God Bless America, and he was blown away by that. And so the song itself has been recorded by lots of famous people, current people, people that are out there now, like Celine Dion and Leanne Rimes has sung it many times. But Bing Crosby back in the day, I've heard a recording of him singing it. And the list is pretty thick of people that have tried to recreate that feeling, certainly. And the words that he put together, just so precious, I think. So incredible. You know, we have our nightly clappers. So the clappers would clap for Irving Berlin, for what that song has meant to so many people. And now, more than ever, many of us putting out flags and really feeling what it's like to live in America through really the biggest crisis of our lifetimes besides 9/11 for many of us and maybe a couple of other things, but this certainly is much different than 9/11. And, you know, listening to the group sing, and I've seen people in big arenas sing that. After 9/11, I was in New York, and everybody was belting that out at Shea Stadium at the time and at Yankee Stadium. They would play it, and people would sing it. You could see everybody with tears in their eyes and singing it. And then you think of the significance of music and what's happening and how musicians are going on social media and singing songs and musicians who aren't the big famous musicians are in some ways getting paid this way. I talked about this the other night, that they're taking tips like they would normally in some of their favorite watering holes through PayPal or whatever, what other ways you can do it. But I said that I missed music. I miss hearing live music because while I'm not a musician, I've always had musical ties or music in my life. We've certainly had people in the show, the fabulous crew of the show involved in music, from Nathan to Eric to so many others who dabble and play different instruments and are really musically inclined, and you look at concerts and what concerts meant to so many of us. I mean, I have scrapbooks filled with concerts that I've been to, and just recently in cleaning things out, I went through some of them, and I realized that the first major concert in the United States will happen on Friday, and it's going to be smaller, but it is, this is a touring act, and they've been on hiatus, and they're just doing the sporadic online performances rather that I've mentioned, but Travis McCready, who is a country rock singer, sometimes more rockish, is going to take the stage coming up at the tail end of this week at a venue in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And it's attracted a lot of attention because it's testing whether people are going to return in numbers to listen to live music, but also challenging the boundaries of restrictions that the Governor Hutchinson has put on, of course, performances, saying that indoor venues, theaters, arenas, stadiums can reopen, he said, on May 18th, as long as they limit their audiences to fewer than 50 people. Now, the venue, Temple Live, is saying the show will be held 3 days earlier than that, and more than four times that number of fans allowed in. So 229 in a 1,100-seat theater. Mask mandatory, social distancing enforced, and that's what they're going to do. And some people are up in arms about it. Some people are backing it to see what happens, and we'll see how this all rolls out. And of course, they're ready to roll. McCready and his band are ready to do it, but there's some boundaries that will absolutely be tested, and we'll see. And speaking of boundaries, a couple of other quick hits. One, hats off to all the people who donated to the telethon in New York. They raised $115 million for New Yorkers. Popular Tina Fey, the comedian, hosted a virtual telethon on Monday, and that's how much was raised by people in New York impacted by the coronavirus, which, of course, has killed so many there since the outbreak, over 20,000. A lot of A-listers appeared, and it certainly worked. And, hey, Major League Baseball, the owners approved a plan to start the season in July. So if all holds up, baseball is going to roll forward and be the first to do so in the sports world. Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks for listening to this hour. Mahalo, everybody.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.